This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now it is 7 after the hour, and you've come us to join us on this Tuesday, the 5th of June, another hour of conversation. Help yourself to all the ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn is here to accentuate the positive, along with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So the honors belong to Victoria Keelan as to how to kick off this hour conversationally.
Well, let's kick it off with Howard Schultz. He is the CEO of Starbucks. He's actually stepping down later this month, and he tells the New York Times that he is considering a bid for the White House. And he said, quote, "I want to be truthful with you without creating more speculative..." Can you stop? That's really rude.
Really? Yeah.
Okay, next story. Time. Okay, yeah. Next story then.
Fine. No, you can tell the story, but I also have the ability to comment as
to snore
else.
While I'm talking? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a snooze fest.
It's about you. I think it's about the candidate, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, next story. So the Philadelphia Eagles are trending, and of course this is becoming a big, big story, back and forth between the Eagles and President Trump. They were supposed to visit the White House after their Super Bowl win, and only, I don't know how many players committed to going, but it wasn't the whole team. A lot of players were not going to go, and so he put out a series of tweets canceling the event and blaming it on them not wanting to respect the anthem. But the truth is, he's got his facts all wrong, because not a single player in the Eagles actually took a knee during the anthem. So the players are now individually tweeting back at him with pictures of them all standing during the anthem and going back and forth, and this is just becoming now, more divisive than ever.
The issue is,
the issue is what's true and what isn't. Trump's making it about the anthem. The Eagles are saying it's not about the anthem. It's about police brutality. That's where the protests began. But they never took a knee as a whole unit, as an organization. The Eagles decided to not take a knee during the whole season. So he's accusing them of doing that when the facts are they didn't. So
it's a back and forth thing that's going all over social media. Let's go back and forth, because social media oftentimes, as we know, doesn't get the story right. I'm not somebody who's followed this. I did see some information with some of the characters that do quote-unquote local news. I don't know what the Philadelphia Eagles have to do with what's going on in Boston, however, other than a conversation that may be interesting for some folks. So I don't have all the facts, so I'd like to have some of the facts. If I hear you correctly, the story is that the Eagles were invited and then they were uninvited because some of them said they didn't want to go, and Trump is assuming that they didn't want to go because they didn't want to have to confront the issue of taking a knee, and that isn't the issue. The issue is, according to what I just heard you say, the police brutality problems. What is Trump got to do with
police
brutality?
I think the issue is that only 10 of them said they were going to the White House, and
right.
So Trump is now saying, oh,
he doesn't like that.
Well, yeah, and the reason they're not going is because they don't like him, and they're not a fan of his policies, not because...
Oh.
Well,
if you're honoring the Philadelphia Eagles for having won, why isn't that kind of selfish on the part of the individuals that are players? Why can't they put their own personal beliefs aside and take an honor for the city of Philadelphia?
Well, that's actually a totally separate argument, and no one's making that argument. So it's because it's a pissing match now. Now it's just Trump saying, well, I'm canceling the event because only a few were going to come anyway, and the people of Philadelphia, you know, deserve more than that or whatever. And the players are saying, well, some of them were committed to going, and so they don't think that the event should be canceled, that the players who want to go should be able to go to the White House. It's the people's house.
I heard no one was coming. And that was why he just said, well, if no one wants to come, then we'll cancel it. So,
I don't know. Tori Smith, who played Torrey Smith, who played on the Eagles last year, he was invited too. He wasn't going to go, but he said that there were players that were planning on attending. So I don't know how many
honestly,
people were
supposed
to
go. I just think it's such a stupid tradition to begin with anyway. We're obviously clearly in a time where people can't realize that there's just respect for the office and respect to going to the White House. I was no fan, I've said it before, of President Obama, but if he invited me to the White House, I would go, I'd smile, I'd shake his hand, and I'd try to make change while I was there, because that's an opportunity. And if people can't take the opportunity and realize for what it is, then I think we should just dump the whole thing. What do we need to have athletes in the White House for anyway?
It just seems to me that we have gotten to a point, once again, I say this, and once again we're there, we've been there, that between, and it has been this way for the past maybe three or four administrations, this whole business about I'm more important than anything else, this is a symbol. The country has symbols. The White House is one of them. Presidency is another one. The anthem is one. There are all kinds of symbols. And I guess my thinking is, whether people agree or don't agree, that part of buying into being an American is buying into the symbolism. I think some of it is kind of silly, too. I think the national anthem is atrocious, a horrible song, and there are plenty of better ones that could be the national anthem. If I were going to protest, I'd protest because of that. But if you're invited to the White House as a symbol of accomplishment, we're congratulating you as a country, supposedly, for having won a big sports event, then you can't put your personal stuff aside long enough to, and they're paid to represent, in a sense, the city of Philadelphia in a football team. And whether you agree with Trump, there are plenty of policies that Trump has that are awful, and plenty of them that are okay. And that was the same case with Obama. It's the way this is all played up and played out. It seems to me it's very selfish and very childish for these things to continue to go on.
I think it is on both sides. I agree with you.
Well,
I think
it's
incredibly childish for a president to be going back and forth and tweeting about this stuff.
Doesn't make
The whole thing is just awful.
Yes,
but
yeah.
I do agree with you, Jen.
Publicly trying to embarrass him, I think. And that's where Trump gets crazy. And so then he starts
back and forth. He needs to grow up, too. He needs to stop with all the Twitter.
I think it's silly to go back and forth.
It is. He's the president. Remember the old Bush song, he's our president and resident, that's our Bush, so we can change
But I do agree with you, Jen, that I think that going and taking the opportunity to share an opinion and say, this is why we feel this way, I think that that is important. And I don't know, maybe something would get accomplished if people would just kind of man up, and someone has got to be the bigger person here. And no one seems to want to step up and do that. So it's just every single sporting event, and it seems to be the sporting events that just bring this back every single time. Who's going to go and visit? Is the NBA going to, are the champs going to go? It's getting so old now, and it's the same thing over and over. No one is coming out as, no one's winning in any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that's a huge problem in this.
Yeah, yeah. But they have won, but they have lost. They won the game. They've lost the PR battle, if that's what it is. Something simple and easy and not, is there anything that doesn't involve politics?
These athletes, to me, are striving to be one-dimensional. And so if that's what they want to be, then I don't think that we should extend the offer anymore. I think that we should just keep it separate. If we now realize that sports are not for the greater good of this country, if they're not something that's meant to unite us, then forget it. It was a symbolic action that really just was a waste of time. It didn't accomplish anything, and it was truly a waste of our taxpayer dollars. So you know what? From this point on, I wouldn't be sad if we just said, too bad for baseball and hockey, because they're the ones that actually show up. But if we want to be one-dimensional, then forget it.
Well,
do you actually
football.
Get anything? Like, do you get a medal, or do you get anything when you go, or is it just a photo op?
To raid the China closet, whatever.
I think it's like a photo op and a celebration and a press conference. And
yeah. But the other side of it is
anything.
That we are now in the process of understanding how bad football is, generally speaking. So aggrandizing it in this way or pushing it in another way as far as trying to create some interest around its popularity or waning popularity, it is a bad sport. It hurts the people who play it, even though they understand the risk, or they ought to, unless they're dummies, when they sign that dotted line for whatever it is they get paid, their starting salary is $700,000 a year, and many of them make 10 times that or 20 times that. And if you're not willing to undergo the risk of it, then that's another, it's just all of it. Ugh, it's just... So
it's very frustrating because it used to be that people that would, when they were in this position, they would take it seriously and they would realize they could be makers of change. And now, if they just don't agree with something, it's about just causing more division and also just protesting or resisting. It's like, use what you have. There is so many blessings to come along with being a famous athlete, and many of them are thrown to the side because we can't get over the fact that we can't play with each other anymore. We have to all be on one side or the other. Terrible.
Food for thought. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and some thoughts about genetic engineering. Yesterday, the announcement was made that Bayer, a German gas manufacturer, is going to take over Monsanto. They're going to drop their name. It's now going to be called Bayer International. And they'll be spraying the same chemicals into the air every day that Monsanto did. Not a lot of people notice these chemicals. But if you take a moment even to look up into the sky, there are a lot of people that understand what the planes are leaving behind. There are a lot of people that say it's condensation. A lot of people say, oh, no, it's something far worse than that. Whether it is or it isn't, we can get a lot closer to the ground and see the geoengineering results of studies of what's in the land that's being sprayed. Aluminum, barium, bacteria, viruses, molds sprayed into the air we breathe at levels that are unsafe. So if you want to clean that stuff out of your body, the suggestion here is to do a little detox thanks to Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea can help cleanse those harmful toxins and chemicals and bacteria, the molds, the parasites out of your body. Every day, have a drink. Have a cup. This is why a lot of people drink the tea all year round. If you're not feeling safe, then this is a good way to cleanse your body. I do it every day. Victoria does it. I got to check on. Why, Jennifer, somebody needs to check on what's the story with you. Kara, do you have your tea?
I do have my tea. I've been drinking a nice and cold and iced tea because it's too hot outside for anything else.
Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to drink it. Yeah, you're supposed to drink it cold. So if you all of us understand the dangers of what we're talking about, the dangers of conversation or ideas, the danger of what we breathe, this country, our world, is being, in a way, condemned because of all of the horrible stuff that some of these outfits are able to get away with in the name of money. It doesn't work. It just doesn't. It's bad for your body. So cleanse, detox your body with the ingredients that are in Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Go there. Sign up for the delivery of Life Change Tea. If you use the discount code DJV, they will ship it to you without cost. More energy. We all drink it every day. It's great for all sorts of things, and you won't find it in any store anywhere. Only way you can get it is online at GetTheTea.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Change at the hour. Doug with Jen and Victoria. Doug's television report from last night. Let's see. What did I see? I didn't see any repeats of any NCIS. No. None of it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was your TV broken? It's fried.
Fried. So, been too NCI'd. Let's see. What did I actually? I saw bits and pieces of a few movies, actually, that were on. And I didn't really pay much attention to any of the TV because there wasn't much to pay attention to, frankly. And I don't like to watch. I don't understand these people. I should not say I don't understand. There are a lot of people who are very, they're enamored with a certain show, and they'll watch the same episodes over and over and over and over and over again. Anybody here do that?
Don't you do that with NCIS?
No.
Nope,
I know. Never. If it's something I've seen before, I don't watch it. There are a lot of them that I haven't seen over the years. Remember, this show's been on for 15 years, and a lot of the things that were on earlier on, I haven't seen, even some of the more recent ones. I mean, I may say I watch it, but during the course of events, I probably see half of the shows in any of them. So I'll check out to see if I've seen it. If I've seen it before, I don't want to watch it. Anybody? Do you? Any of you sit and watch shows you've seen before?
Not usually.
No.
I don't have enough time to rewatch.
Yeah.
Poor Jen. Right. She could barely get to the first showing. Watched last week's Jersey Shore last night. That was exciting.
It's good, right?
It's such a good
season. Angelina's back.
Oh. Hello.
You know, it's so bad, I might be forced, Kara, to watch The Bachelor. Ugh.
Ooh. Why would you be forced to watch? I'm going to watch it tonight because I'm super behind. But, yeah, there are some shows like Parks and Recreation, or I know everybody watches The Office. I've seen all of those episodes probably like three times. They're just a fun thing when you've had a stressful day. You already know what to expect. You know it's going to be funny. So you can just sit down on your couch and relax.
I've had a stressful day.
Reruns. Yeah. My God.
Instead of sitting watching NCIS and seeing people die and, you know, be racist
over
stuff,
and
I watch a fun thing at night.
I watch all of Schitt's Creek numerous times, so that's probably the only one that I ever rewatch.
And sometimes you miss the jokes the first time, and if you watch it again, then you get more of the nuances.
Well, I guess I've been told. I don't watch the episode. There are no shows I watch that have rape or any of that stuff in it. No. SUV, SVU, whatever it is. That's, I don't watch that anymore. Okay. So enough of what we haven't watched. How about what we may have the opportunity to watch tonight, Jen?
Couple of season premieres, and this is actually kind of a cute show. TV Land has a season premiere tonight of Younger that stars Hilary Duff and a really cute cast. Can check that out, 10 o'clock on TV Land. The season premiere of Humans, I read the description. I still don't know what it's about, but if it's your thing, the season premiere is tonight on AMC.
What are
something
they doing?
Something about a socio-political sci-fi. Oh, my God, that sounds awful. There's a lot going on, but it's been on before, so apparently it had enough people to make its return. So congratulations.
How do you come up with
human.
New ideas for all these shows? You know how difficult that really must be? That's why there's so many shows being rebooted, even though they have to have sort of new, they have to have new scripts. But the things, that, how many new ideas are there and thoughts? And
none. Yeah. That's why the reboots are doing so well. And speaking of reboots, there's a couple of game shows. Love Connection's a reboot. Fox has their new night of game shows. Beach Shazam starts at 8 o'clock. And Love Connection is on brand new at 9 o'clock. On the CW, The 100 is new at 9 o'clock. And on NBC, it's the audition phase of America's Got Talent. That's at 8, followed by a brand new World of Dance. They're doing their qualifying round. And if you just need a laugh, a little simplicity in life, this is if you need to rewatch a few things, and who doesn't? They're doing a National Lampoon Night on BBC America starting at 8 o'clock with the National Lampoon Europe followed by Christmas Vacation.
How would that be, National Lampoon? How would that be as a reboot, just as general show? That'd be kind of interesting.
Never be as good as the original.
No. Isn't who's the host of that Shazam? Isn't that
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Good. That was a good show. I saw it a little bit last year. 28 past the hour.
Safety first, packing your psychological first aid kit. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Psychological bumps and bruises are a dime a dozen. You encounter them frequently, and for the most part, you've learned to just deal with them. But just as untreated physical cuts can become scars, so too can untreated psychological issues become emotional scars. So what can you do? I say, carry with you a psychological first aid kit. And the most essential tool you can put in your new kit is self-talk. Because the more you can speak accurately and effectively to yourself, the more likely you are to treat any psychological bruises that arise with the best possible care. The more you deal well with whatever comes your way, the less likely it is to leave behind emotional scars. So pack healthy self-talk in your psychological first aid kit and take it with you everywhere, because you never know when psychological bumps and bruises might happen. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Right now, people everywhere are searching millions of used cars to find great deals. Can you hear them? Yep, sounds like they're going to Carfax.com. After all, it's the best place to find great deals on used cars. Millions of users can't be wrong. They know that only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And make sure you're seeing all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Assuming nothing changes, a long-discussed summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is set for a week from today in Singapore. Some Senate Democrats are concerned that President Trump might rush to a deal. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
if he tries to reach a deal with Kim Jong-un just for the sake of reaching a deal, and the agreement fails to live up to the principles we've laid out, then he'll have been bested at the negotiating table yet again.
Schumer and some other Senate Democrats have released a list of conditions that they believe North Korea must agree to before President Trump would sign any agreement with that government. And one of those conditions is that the North must not only dismantle its nuclear weapons, but must also destroy its biological and chemical weapons. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Today is upon us. Today is not yesterday. Today is not tomorrow. Today is today. So let's enjoy what there is going on today. Be in the now, if you will. Tuesday, the 5th of June. Jennifer Horn is here from California. Victoria Keelan is here from New York. Kara Schillen is here from Maryland and Virginia and all parts that focus on the District of Columbia. I'm here on my farm enjoying National Hot Air, I could stop there, but it's Hot Air Balloon Day. Hot air balloons, the oldest form of technology to carry human beings. The first flight took place November 1783 in Paris. Prior to humans taking flight, three farm animals, which some sources say were a pig, a duck, and a rooster, took to the sky in June of 1783. The flight lasted 10 minutes. How come we didn't send a pig, a duck, and a rooster into space instead of a monkey? That would have been interesting. What do you suppose would have Have me if a
Isn't
rooster.
It easier to, like, give a monkey a little seatbelt, like, because he can sit the right way?
Yeah.
Like, he can have a little jumpsuit.
I never thought of it that way, Victoria. That's probably the reason that the pig and the duck and the rooster.
Might be hard to get a pig to sit. Like.
How are you going to put a pig in a seatbelt? Yes.
Lipstick on, like, a pig and a seatbelt on a pig.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Balloon created by the Montgolfier brothers out of sackcloth and paper. Who was the first person who thought that we ought to put a bunch of paper and cloth together and light it up?
An open flame.
Right, exactly.
I don't trust balloon technology, if that's what it's even called, in 2018. I can't even imagine in 1783.
Well, you have no control. I was up in one once, and it scared the living you-know-what out of me.
I don't know if I could even do it.
I know
people
say
it's romantic.
Heights,
and
No, it's not, because you don't know. The balloon
Remember
I was
balloon
in...
Boy?
We took... Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. We took one of the people that I knew who was active in this balloon club came to me and said, hey, how about if we, for a promotion for your farm, how about if we take off from the farm? So they got here, they landed in the farm, they put the, I have some pictures, this is probably 25 years ago, maybe more than that, maybe it was probably early 80s. The balloon lands, the cows come running, charging toward the balloon. And the pictures of the cows sniffing and trying to get into the basket are hysterical. I got to see if I can find them someplace.
I think they look beautiful. Like,
it's very romantic.
But I just
don't
want to be in it. But I'd like to see them. I've never seen one in person.
Right. Well, the people who live down in Albuquerque see this huge, every year, this huge balloon festival. Where there are, I remember Bob, who was running KOB at the time, invited me to come, what was in October, if I'm not mistaken. And Bob Kay is the general manager, and he worked for a lot of great radio stations around the country. And one of the nicest things about working at KOB was this annual festival of the balloons. Beautiful colors, and they light up the night sky. They all had lights. There were hundreds. I remember wondering. I saw all the, how in the world can they keep from bashing into one another?
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there with
all
up.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Like,
yeah, really is. But not for the faint of heart, Jennifer.
No.
As you have suggested. Speaking of hearts, people in the news, President Bush, former H.W. the dad, discharged from the hospital. He had low blood pressure. Remember last week about this time?
Yeah.
He's, he was there, he said on Twitter that he was passing the time reading a book about his relationship with a late wife, Barbara Bush, enjoying, quote, a great book and a wonderful walk down memory lane this morning. Yet another reminder of just how lucky I've been in my life. The book is called George and Barbara Bush, A Great American Love Story. It includes a foreword by his son. Who wrote
and
the book?
It's written by his granddaughter.
Yeah, Jenna, right?
No, this Dora. Dora's daughter,
I think.
Dora's daughter. It's a different last name. Yeah, it's not a Bush last name, but I didn't know it was related to him. I figured it might be, but but that's sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet. Other name in the news, Razan Al-Najjar. Now known to the world as the 21-year-old Palestinian medical nurse shot, killed by an Israeli sniper during the protests there this past weekend. To her parents, she was a beloved daughter who died just a few hundred meters from her home, close to that fence that separates the Gaza Strip from Israel. Thousands of people took to the streets over the weekend for her funeral in Gaza City. Her mother attended, dressed entirely in black, clutching her daughter's blood-soaked medical vest. You look at that, and it is one horrible indictment. It's a visual that is something hard. You don't need to say a word, frankly. This young lady had been volunteering since the beginning of the protests, didn't get paid. The mother said she was afraid for her. She told us that she wasn't afraid. She felt obliged to help and was clearly wearing a medical vest. This is where the Israelis lose the PR battle.
This is a bad one. This story has gone viral all around the world.
And apparently
the other medics had pointed out this particular sniper who killed her. And she had even told some of the other protesters and the other medics to watch out for that sniper. And that's the guy who killed her.
Yeah.
It's just a terrible
story. For what
story.
Was the pretense? What I don't know the rest of the pretense of why the sniper, has he been asked why he shot this woman?
Oh, I don't think anybody can identify him. He was on the other side of the fence, but people all saw him. They saw him there, and apparently it was a discussion among the medics. And so this one guy who was a protester had been hit with tear gas and was yelling out for help, and she ran to help him, and that's when the sniper shot her.
This is
horrible.
Well, it's
the whole thing.
It's just a mess.
It's
this horrible. My religion's better than your religion.
Right.
Stuff that's been going on for millennia, and it has nothing to do with religion. It's all politics. God has nothing to do with religion. Unfortunately, in my estimation, these people that die because of feeling strongly about a cause. It's hard for me to swallow anybody dying for political reasons, religious reasons. But yet we do, because we have strong beliefs. Based on what? Why? You ever ask yourself why your beliefs, why you so dearly hold on to your beliefs? Why is it that you feel your belief is better?
Isn't the answer usually like my parents taught me that?
Yeah.
And then their parents taught him that?
Yeah.
Or politically, people that aren't as blessed religion. As we are, it's about what's going on around the world, too. A lot of people's beliefs are dictated by what happens in their own neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have to fit in order to stay there. Yeah, that's a good point, Jennifer. Here's another thing that certainly is food for thought. There was a poll done, and the announcement came yesterday. About 25% of British respondents to this poll on attitudes to minorities said they would be unwilling to accept Jews as family members. This is a research paper done by the Pew organization entitled Being Christian in Western Europe. It contains results from interviews with more than 24,000 people who were selected in 15 European countries. In England, 23% of the 1,800 respondents said no when they were asked, quote, would you be willing to accept Jews as members of your family? It was the second highest proportion of naysayers after Italy's 25%. They don't want any Jews in their family in Italy. The poll has a margin of error of a couple of percent. What the hell's the matter with people?
God. No one wants Muslims. No one wants Jews. If you're a certain type of Christian, you don't want another type of Christian.
And what's the benefit? What do you actually get out of your religion? Jennifer, you, and I don't mean to put you up here, but both of you have, you're a Mormon. And you're not Mormon.
I'm not a Mormon.
A Quaker. No, I'm talking to Victor.
Oh, no. I'm a Quaker. I'm not a Mormon.
There's a certain amount of peace that comes with it. I know that. I always, almost every day, I think of the line that I heard at the end of every church service. When I was a kid, I went to the church, and I loved going to church. I loved being a part of the choirs in church and Sunday school. I had some fabulous teachers. And I remember the line at the end. The minister's name was Edward Everett Hale, if you can believe that. And his line was, and I think you hear it in a lot of Protestant churches, I don't know if you're doing the Catholic Church or not, may the peace that may the peace that passes all understanding follow you today and every day of your life. And
that's nice.
That is what we go to church to find peace, don't we? Isn't that why we go to church? Why we have religion? Strong religion is about finding peace in yourself and maybe helping other people to find that peace. And yet all this violence based on religion is just... It's sad. Sad stuff. All right. Let's get to the sports desk and see or hear from Jennifer first regarding Serena Williams. Why did she withdraw from this year's French Open?
Oh, that's the question. Everybody's speculating as to why Serena withdrew from the 2018. She had a pectoral injury. She was set to meet Maria Sharapova. I'm checking. I can't even say it. In the fourth round on Monday, but will play no further this year. She explained her situation, saying she'd been having some issues with her pec muscle. She said, right now I can't actually serve, so it's hard to play when I can't physically serve the ball. In my doubles yesterday, I tried a lot of different tapings and support. It didn't get a lot better. She said, I'm beyond disappointed. I gave up so much time from her family, her daughter, all for the moment to play. And every match, she says she's been getting better. Physically, I've been great. I can only take solace in the fact that I'm going to get better. She also confirmed she's going to undergo an MRI to assess the scale of the problem.
Hmm. Well, you wish her well. Fabulous athlete and seems to be a pretty good human being as well. The Yankees suck. Other than that...
Or not.
Yeah. Victoria, they're not pleased with ESPN.
Yes.
What is it? Eastern Sports Network? Is that what that stands for?
I have no idea, actually.
I think that's what it stands for, yeah. Anyway, well, ask Lewis, will you? Just for the
I'll wake him up.
Here
and
we go.
Honey, what does ESPN stand for?
Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, so not Sports.
Wow.
All right.
Well anyway, so the reason that the Yankees are battling against ESPN is because ESPN chose to put the Yankees on Sunday Night Baseball on July 8th, which in essence rescheduled their game against the Toronto Blue Jays, which was initially set for a 1 p.m. start. The issue the Yankees have raised is that the team has a doubleheader the next day in Baltimore starting at 5 p.m. So the Yankees manager, Aaron Boone, said, who actually ironically used to work for ESPN, he said, hopefully there is some pressure being applied because this is not good for the product on the field or the safety of our guys, having to go from a night game, a flight, and then right into a doubleheader. The Yankees are actually so upset about this that they're considering and threatening to boycott ESPN for the remainder of the season. Now, they have their own network, the YES Network. They don't need ESPN, but ESPN does cover certain games, and they have certain extra features.
Well, they
that
take
typically,
the money. That's why they do it, because
right.
they want the money.
So they can't prevent ESPN from broadcasting future games. However, all of the players can refuse to do any of the extra interviews.
Yeah.
They can they can just bow out of all of that. And apparently, if they don't reschedule this Sunday night game, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And the Yankees don't suck.
Yeah, yes, they do. Put the Red Sox in there. Hell with the Yankees. Here's something that you'll be happy to know about. Your rest, so important to you. We all know that. We acknowledge that. If you get enough rest, you feel wonderful every morning when you wake up. But if you're constantly restless during your night's time, well, maybe some of you sleep in the daytime, you work at night. But if you can't stay asleep, it's really a problem. So if you haven't tried MyPillows yet, now is the time to do it. So you get a great night's rest every night. They have fabulous orders all the time at MyPillow.com. Using the promo code DJV, you get 50% off. Whatever the deal is, whatever you order when you go in there, whether it's the two premium pillows, the two go-anywhere pillows. I was talking how you can get a special deal on the go-anywhere pillows. All the people who are planning to go away on a great trip, a great vacation, and you want to take a pillow with you. Right in the back seat of the car, you want to take a nap. That's where these go-anywhere pillows come in very handy. When you're driving and you want to stretch out in the back seat and take a nap while your co-driver drives, it's cool. Made of 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, just like all of my pillows. Made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. Use it for 60 days. You don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. But the bottom line here is to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save on a better night's rest. Or a better rest in the car, or nap time, whenever it is that you need a good pillow, you need the My Pillow. The My Pillows get the great deals courtesy of the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
No. normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan here with me to go through several of the items that are of interest in import, starting with Apple and the new features of the... What does iOS stand for? I know you told me.
That's the operating system.
The i operating system.
Yes.
I as an iPhone operating system. Oh,
right.
I figured it out. All right, so let's and I'll forget about it between now and the next time we talk about it.
You will.
Tim Cook, front and center stage.
Yes, so Tim Cook took to the stage in San Jose, California yesterday. It was the annual Worldwide Developers Conference, and this is the conference that every year tech heads love to see what all the new bells and whistles will be. So he previewed new software features for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. And so they announced that the next generation of mobile software will be iOS 12. It's got lots of performance improvements, some quirky features like an animated version of you. So emojis are now going to be called Memojis, and it's actually the facial scanning, and you can make your emoji look exactly like you, and then you can send messages instead of it being just an animoji, which are the animal emojis. It can now be a little cartoon animated version of yourself, and so people are excited about that. It actually, Bitmoji has been out for a long time. Jen has the cutest little Bitmoji. I call her Mini Jen, and she's adorable. And so this is Apple's final it's been a long time, so they finally now have something to compete with Bitmoji. So that was one of the big ones. FaceTime will soon be able to support video chats up to 32 people. So you can actually FaceTime with, I don't know why anyone would want to FaceTime 32 people at once, but that is something you'll be able to do. You can also access FaceTime directly while you're in Messages, also kind of cool. Apple's next Mac OS, now this is for desktops and laptops, that will be called Mojave after the desert in California, and it adds a dark mode, which makes backgrounds black and gray instead of white. That makes it easier on your eyes, and it's also optimal for viewing your computer in a dark room if you're watching movies at night, or if you're editing photos and other creative projects. And that's really the basis of what Mac really was. Mac has always been a creative person's system, and so it's nice to see that they're getting back to graphic design and art projects and things like that. So people are very excited about all of the new things, including the Memoji. So I'll be sending all my messages now from the Memoji.
Really? I FaceTime with Miles and my children. That's about it.
Now you'll be able to have Miles and Megan and Brendan all on one FaceTime call.
Yeah. Wow.
So you can have a whole family summit.
Unga bunga. You can now buy a comparable smartphone to the iPhone X for half the price. Let's get the story behind that story.
The Geek Out.
Top-of-the-line Apple and Android smartphones exceed the $1,000 price point, but now you can purchase a near-equally capable device for almost half that price with the release from a company called OnePlus. Their newest model, the 6, starts at just $530 and is one of the 12 devices that will get early access to the Android P operating system. It also has dual SIM functionality, which is great for anybody with more than one cell phone number. The phone also retains a standard headphone jack. Now, the OnePlus 6 is not quite a Galaxy 9 or an iPhone 10, but it is a powerful, capable device for a lot less money. Now, OnePlus was also recently involved in a data breach scandal, so doing a little research first is probably wise to make sure it's the right smartphone for you.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get to Instagram info, the instant Instagram info, Victoria.
Yes, well, if you need a break from seeing your ex's posts on Instagram, but you don't want to unfollow them for fear that they might somehow notice that you've unfollowed them. This is like the type of social media etiquette that someone could write a whole book on this. Whatever the tricky situation is, Instagram is finally introducing a fix. Over the coming weeks, the app will be rolling out a new way to mute posts on your feed so that you don't have to unfollow someone, but you won't see their stuff anymore. So mute on Instagram works just like it does on Twitter. No one will find out when you mute them, and doing so lets you hide everything from their feed and from your feed, so they just won't notice that your stuff is there. You'll still get notifications, though, if you're tagged in a photo or if you're mentioned in comments of a post from the account that you muted. So you can kind of still keep tabs on what's actually going on there. But and you can also unmute at any time should you and your ex get back together. So there's no repercussions from the new mute button.
Isn't that sweet? Very nicely done. All right, we found ourselves at the end of the hour. You know, that's 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.